Okay, let's get back to, let's start on Simen Kuf Yotesef Tezvav. We're going to finish the Simen this week. We have here this page, which talks about stores. Till now, even in Sif Aleph, we talked about a person who in his personal life is chashud. We talked about whether he's chashud in his business as well. Here we talk about a butcher, Lav Davka butcher, a store owner, who's caught being machlif. So it says here in Sif Tezvav, Hamoichet Varma Asurim, Madvirin Aisai, Umishamtin Aisai, Ve'englai Takana. Somebody who's caught selling non kosher items, we throw him out, we put him in Cheirim, he has no hope. Achi Eloch Lamokim Shemakirin Aisai. It's a good idea for him. Go to a place where no one knows him. And V'yazir Aveda. V'yazir Aveda V'dava Chashuv. And he has to return an aveda that he finds. It's an expensive aveda. A yishchad la'atzmai, v'yaitzi treifa la'atzmai, b'dava chashuv. Or he shechti for himself and he throws out treifas that it's expensive. Shavadei yasa tshuva, b'loi harama, kivishen echas al memaynei. Somehow it has to happen in a way without a harama. Obviously, it's very difficult. So, Sif Tezvav says if you catch a guy, you can't trust him anymore. And the all important Shach Lamid says, Hamaychid Dvar Masurim Ratzoloimer, Afilu Bipam Achas Shemacha Dvar Masurim Avirnaisai. So here, the Shah says you don't give him a second chance. You catch him doing it deliberately once, he's out. V'chemash Redivri Hamachabis if you're Zion, Tevach Sheyotza Treifel, we're going to have him in two Sifim. It says, Eloshin Sheyotza Treifel, it sounds like once. Ay, Mashakosav Harab Agob, B'chay Shemishpat Simin. And what do you have there, Simin? Shinvav Siftes Yeral. Okay, I looked up Shinvav. There are only 8 Sifim in Shinvav. I thought maybe it's Shinzayin. Shinzayin only has 7 Sifim. I thought it's Shinyud. Shinyud, I think, has 3 Sifim. Then I thought maybe it's Shinvav Shach Sivkot and Tess. It's not Shach Sivkot and Tess. So I don't know where to look it up. But it says here, B'chash Shemishvat Simin Shinvav Siftes Sif Yeralef. Sivches. Okay. Did I look at Sivches? I guess it's a... And what's B'yur Aleph? It doesn't say anything?
No.
Just a Sivches. Okay. I should have just looked at Sivches. I was smart and I looked everywhere else. Okay. Anyway, it says there, the Tevach u'malameid, afa pishein tzrichen hasra, makama kembina chazaka. Da'at sheyu murzakim, until there's a chazaka that they're not trustworthy, or until they're given a warning, with one time you're not misalik them. It says over there something about needing more, you get more than one chance. The question is, are they chashed on kashrus? So there, could be they made a mistake. You're talking about the thing itself, he's right away out. There's no excuse to say I was a shaygig. You can be making on this kalem. So it says here in the Shach that if he's chashed on treifa straight out one time and it's finished, if he's chashed on mominis, to make him a chashed on treifas, you give him a few chances. I mentioned that my father, Olav HaShalom, once found that a container of oil, he just had to put it on a surface. He happened to put it down on a scale, and he found that oil, which maybe was shortening, was off. The weight was off. And he called the place and told them, you know, every one of your packages, the weight is, you're cheating us by 5% or whatever it was. They said, oh, we know about it, just deduct it from your bill. So my father said he would never buy from them again, that if they're crooked, that their packaging is off. So he stopped, he would never buy from that place again. So the, according to what it says here, if you chashed on mamin, I was thinking about it, are you automatically chashed? So it says here, pamachas. Is that pamachas? If all the containers are what? No, the question is halacha. Are you allowed to?
It's a pragmatic matter.
Are you allowed to? He's certainly allowed to stop. What?
It's difficult to have an alternate supplier.
As a pragmatic, it wasn't an issue of practicality. I'm asking as an issue of halacha. is it correct that if you catch him, it says here, if you catch him once, so then the problem is, it says here, because it's mamin, maybe they were shagging him. What?
It's only
with
mazes. It's not e-capture.
Look, it's possible that the packaging came in bad one time, and the next time it'll be good. I don't know.
Would they have said that? Should it be in
us? I wasn't on the phone at the time. But yeah, if it's clear it was shagging, there's no question. So I don't know, I couldn't look it up. I don't know the case there. Could be, he feeds the children. I don't know. I don't know the case. I didn't. Now this is the Shah Shita. One time, you don't get a second chance. Look at Taz Tezayin. It's hard to know what to make of Taz Tezayin. Lumakim Shem Akirin, Kasim Rashah Perikin Adash Shem Tezayin B'Saifai, Akshav Shahadar Parutz. Now that the dar is parutz, and we don't have the ability to enforce the dinim of the shas, if chachamim will see that it's impossible for this person to move, the tafli talibay, I think that means, I assume it means his family depends on him, it's habas olav, I could daim elezeh, so he seems to say that you could be mekel. It's a very big b'di'evet, a lashon of akshash adar paritz vein kayach. That somehow that you could be mekel on one time. He says va'id kasam sham b'shem Rabbi Menachem Wurzburg the b'pam achash shoyver chashvina lei michshol v'yesh lasira shloy asekain. One time you can give him a warning. The kasam rasha asher medivrei Talmud ein loy al zeh shum hechra. Kavak mishum she'ein biyadeinu kayach l'sakim pritzus hadar in yechad avol lahakol medivrei Talmud b'zeh she b'pam achas as yiren l'reis enei achacham yin eshen l'fei azman. Now here it's hard to know what to make of it. He's saying that the mashal is saying that nowadays if we're going to take off the hechsher, if we catch him once, I don't know what he means. We have no kayach. The people are going to ignore it, or they're going to make a tumult against the rabbanim. So he says, therefore, with one time, you could just give him a warning and a knas and go on. Now, I don't know if that applies today. Today, that's sharing.
It's perverse gather for kids.
Doris Paris, it's worse. The awesome hechsherim that taina, what's the use? I'm going to take the hechsher off. So I'm just going to go to Yen hechsher and get a new hechsher tomorrow. So what's the purpose? I don't really hear the taina too much. But that's that taina, it sounds a lot like this mashal.
What's the policy of that,
one time you're out by us, unless there's an excuse for it. But one time we once caught directly, it's so funny, it was a fleshing place, and we caught them, the mashgiach found a bag on top of the refrigerator where the sodas were with jello. How much jello does a place like that need? They had bought tray, they ran out of jello, and they went to the store and they bought a tray for jello, and jello wasn't approved. So this goes back many years. So we talk of the hechsher. When somebody does something deliberately and hides it, you don't get a second chance. When it's something that's not a major policy thing, it's a different story. But we just caught a couple of bagel stores with which have Pas Yisrael as a policy. The OU policy is Pas Yisrael, and not all bagel stores manufacture their own bagels. A lot of them buy it frozen. They don't buy it frozen. They buy it almost fully baked, and they finish the baking. And they were getting from a place that we used to go down and do a run for Pas Yisrael. And we caught them ordering from the place without Pas Yisrael designation. So even though it's not the biggest aveira, non Pas Yisrael, but they ordered stuff without our approval. No, because it's edible without it. That's not the point. The point is they ordered behind our back. Yeah. That's the point. So it's a policy decision, but the decision was to take off the hechsher, but not going to drive them out of business. So I could put an ad, kashrus violations, because lamaisa, everything they have was kosher. But we're just going to take off the hechsher, and they won't have a problem getting another hechsher, because it's known. Sir Nechsherim called the previous hechsher and asked, what happened? Why did you take off the hechsher? There are a couple that don't. which is not so smart, but there are a couple that don't. I guess they feel satisfied that when they come in, they'll have a good handle on it. So they're going to get a new hashir.
Would you take on one which has already had lost because of kashrut violations?
We don't. Sometimes there was a meeting. There's an organization of all the hechsherim that was organized, and they attempted to get all the hechsherim to agree not to take a hechsher from a place that something was taken off for kashrut violations. But not everyone agreed. If not everyone agrees, then it can't become a policy. So we can go through. Yeah. I don't know. The Mashal seems to say, he says, that's what he says. But I'm reading the words to you. I said, I read it. I started by saying, I don't know how to enforce this lahalacha.
But I think he's just saying that you have to do a different type of tshuva. He's not leaving town, but you have to see that he's a tshuva. If you look at the end of the Taz, says that the kelim are oser.
Yazirenu lefi rois. What it says in the second quote of the Mashal, Yazirenu lefi rois eni achacham, v'yanishenu lefi azman v'ainyan. Okay, I don't know. Right. Is it? What do you mean? That's a good point. Maybe this is only talking to trust him by himself later. But nobody's going to check on him afterwards. That's what you mean. So maybe then it's better. Maybe then it's better. But you can't. But you see, it's worse because if he's a chashud lahachlif, then we can't even give him things as a messenger to bring. How can we have him have a store without somebody there? You don't mean a yatzev edichnas. You mean a mashgiach all the time. The chayri says this is not good enough to somebody you can't. If the halachi in kuf yud ches didn't allow us to send things with him, so how can we allow now with a chashud? No, we didn't say by sending that the yatzev edichnas works. Maybe there's no such matzias in that case. I don't know. But we talked about pekudin also.
What's the anishen? What's the anishen of the azman?
I told you, I'm not sure what to make of the mashal. I don't know what it means. The anishen, you give him a knas, he has to pay money. I don't know.
You have to punish him. He's not leaving town like they used to do, but you have to punish him here.
Okay, I'm not sure. I would like to think that the shach lamid should be the normative halacha, that pamachas is done, and that's the way it should be. If he's amazed in one time, Baruch Hashem, today there are plenty of stores. It might be different if you have one kosher bakery in the whole state of Nebraska. The whole state of Nebraska. Somebody had said that the government is financially strapped. They should sell their excess assets, such as Arkansas and Nebraska. You know. But the... at any rate, if there's a place that only has one kosher bakery, I could hear the Marshal, you know, Asher Shadar Paritz, you have to try to do something. But in our community, I don't think it's... I think we should go with the Shach.
The Chaver says, Meshamten or so. Why is it... I understand, the Rebbe mentioned once a certain cafe where there was trade fish and Kila.
It wasn't Kila, it was okay Hashem. They caught him with bringing in fish without a Hashem.
Another kashrus picked him up. Yeah. You didn't want to do a writing. You didn't want to do a writing without him. And I think the incoming hashir wanted something in writing from Kehillah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't our business to mix in.
It was from older.
They wanted a letter from the Rabbanim of Flatbush requesting them to take off the hashir. That wasn't, we didn't feel it was a normal request. We didn't catch it. Somebody else caught it. Uh-huh. And the guy will sue us.
If somebody is a mashkia, he himself doesn't hold from the...
I think Rebelsky said something here that was very clear. When Rebelsky was here a number of years ago, people asked him, you don't hold a cholavakum, how can you give such a hechsher? He said, we certify. We tell you, do you want to drink Chol Yisrael? That's up to you. We're telling you, this is Chol Yisrael, this is not. The same thing. Let's say I have a Satmar person who's giving a hechsher on a place that uses Empire chicken. He wouldn't eat it. If he's an honest fellow, and he's saying, look, I don't eat Empire, but I'm certifying that they don't bring in anything that's not Empire. So then that is a good hechsher. It depends what his attitude is.
So I'm saying there might be a din where he calls psak. The din is that this is, he came to call off psak's din.
Right.
He's machmir in his din.
Yeah.
Then you get into.
But he can certify that this place has this and this standard, even though he himself doesn't hold to that standard. So, as long as it's not against the Shulchan Aruch, he can do it.
Okay. Chances are he's done it before.
Yeah.
One time he does,
if you catch someone doing something deliberately, it's possible he did it before, and it's possible he'll do it again. Yeah, in business, you wouldn't keep a guy on. If a guy's stealing from you, you wouldn't give him one warning and keep him there. Kasha shouldn't be any different.
That's why the Mashgiah did. The guy makes mistakes, so the Mashgiah has to.
Mistakes is one thing, and.
Well,
sometimes it's clear it's a mistake, and sometimes it's clear it's not a mistake. Sifte Zayin. Tabach Shemaisav Mechichin Shaya writes Lahachshul Atzibur Lachilam Treifus. Here he says that this guy was not successful in selling treifus, but you could see that he's trying or planning to feed treifus. Kegoyin shechata hasirchis, he has a lung, and he went and he cut off all the sirchis so no one should catch him. Misalkin oisai, makom akipatim l'shalom debeha behema labaylim. It's lav davka that the behema was a treif, because it's only a suffic treifus when you take off a sircha. But if you catch him, Maisa Mechichim, that he plans to do it, that's enough to throw him off. Now look at Pischei Tshuva Dalet. What?
The bottom lose, the Rabbanim aren't going to pay, and he's not paying, so they lose, the bottom will let lose.
It's Maramatul Basafik. Shachta, Pischei Tshuva Dalet, Shemaisa Mechichim, I'm the Tshuva Space Ephraim, Chelok Yeredei Asimeral. Now here comes a tricky issue. Bidvar Shaychit, Sheitziol of Kel Rinon, that there were rumors about the sheikhet. The Adava borrowed the Barino and Laim Afkin and Hashaykhit Meches Kasai. Because of rumors, he's not going to take a sheikhet who has a chazak of being Naman and remove him. Vafilu b'kala d'lay pasik, even by a koil that continues. The chol kala d'lay ischazik b'beidin olav kolomu. A koil d'ischazik b'beidin means that Bezin traces down the rumor to someone who is a Adam Neman, but whom they can't verify with. That's the Gemara's case. They trace it to someone who's either no longer alive or moved away. Certainly not when the Yikael comes from a woman who is known to be somebody who, what's the word, patatonis? A gossiper. Because of Aid. V'niradav fal nefesh et tzorach lochosh, alfagav daminam benida haylishna bisho lemecha shleimi boi, Hainu beimakim litloi shakel sheker, vesha emesu. Abumakim sheisha masla, shabishot nefesh, b'nei b'li shem, haitziu olav shemra, ein locha shakel lahuklum. Saying rumors, you don't have to be chay sheshua. If the rumors are unsubstantiated, so you don't have to be chay shesh for stam rumors. So here the question becomes a hard one, a difficult one. Even a Baal Nefesh should not be Machmir. Dafka should not be Machmir. Okay, so let me rephrase that. You should not be Chayshish for Stam Kailos that go around, rumors that go around. The issue is what is required as far as proof, and this is difficult. Can I troubleshoot? Yerach HaShulchan Yeredei Aleph. It's on the right side of the bookcases there, next to the Gemaras. Now, the question is the following. What do you need to be able to say that there's a tarfus problem? Somebody says, I saw tarfus, and the owner says, there was no tarfus. Well, an Eid Echad is not Neman B'Yisurim on somebody else's things. Eid Echad B'Yisurim on his own. Either it's B'Yadai, or it's not connected to Chazaka. But an Eid Echad is not Neman against someone else. So an Eid Echad says, I was in his store, and it's not there. No, forget it then. All right, so forget it. So it's, the question is if he's believed. There's a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar. It's the first tshuva in the Chelek on Yeredeya. He says that a mashgiach that's hired by the store, has a complete nemanis on the place he's giving a hechsher to. Even though Eid Echad is not neman b'yisurim, but when a person hires a mashgiach, he's giving him the trust to say his things are kosher, which means he's giving him the trust to say it's not kosher. So that when you hire a hechsher for a place, that place is Neman, it's an Ein Echad, and it's Neman for the kashrus of a particular store. And
depends who pays the
mashkiah. What?
Depends who pays the mashkiah.
Depends who pays. What's the difference who pays? The zikhe should be Neman.
No.
Well, if the store pays the mashkiach and he says it's no good, he's losing his parnasa, he's certainly Neman. Yeah, but all the hechsherim today, it's very few, except for very few, almost all the hechsherim pay the mashkiach. And the mashkiach doesn't, almost every hechsher, any hechsher has a rav's name. The person is paid by the hechsher, and if he drops the hechsher, he loses the money. It's only community type hechsherim, like the KAJ, or Kila happens to be that way, where the people get a set salary, no matter what, and the rabbanim don't get a penny. Rabbanim don't lose if you drop a hechsher. So that, you know, there has to be enough room in the budget. If you drop a hechsher, there's no loss of income to anybody. But what? Thank you. Meshu Dover says that he's believed. His lashon was that the chanus trusts him. I don't think he said anything about money. He says that if he's a person, now Vadim, the store pays me, he's lichen neman. But to me, is that they trusted, they gave a trust that actually he's neman. The question is beyond that: where do you get nemanis? It's very hard. There's a difficult Aruch HaShulchan here. The Aruch HaShulchan writes about the level of nemanis. I don't want to get sidetracked into it. Just I'll read you the words. I tell you right away, I don't know how to apply it in practical terms. He says, Klal Gadol Tzarech Ladas. Says, this is Sivkat L'chaf. Klal Gadol Tzarech Ladas. Chol Dinei Chashit Shebesimen Zeh, B'Shebeshari Mekayimis Bepaiskim. All halachis of a man being a chashit. What makes him a chashit? V'chei chashit Shebeshnayis Bechayris. V'skarim B'gamar B'chal HaShas. Ein HaKavana Sheneskabel Eidis Bebezdin, Shezeh Ishover Avei Rezu. The Bekai Gavna Gavla Eidis Pasol. That's not a chashid, that's a pasul. If your makabal witnesses that he sells treif, he's even pasul leidus. That's not called a chashid. El afilu chashad ba'alma. Listen to the words. Sheyatza alav koil deposik. Kala deposik. I call it the lai pasuk. Mikri chashid. V'rayel ezem v'shkasa v'seinu balei shulchan aruch. Ein adam nisal ba'aveir al pi atzmai. El al pi edim. Sheyidu alav shein adam esam atzmai rasha. V'chein e'nifsal al-koyel v'cheshad ba'alma. It says in Chayshim Ishbat and Lamedalit about Koshel Eidus, e'nifsal al-koyel v'cheshad bi'alma k'gay mishachoshed al-arayis. It says, you don't become Koshel Eidus if you're a choshed. And what's choshed al-arayis? Koyetza alav, Koshel chol Eidus, chosma leidus isha. Then it says, ayin b'yaridei semikrifites. I'm a first demai kai gavna. V'chilif b'kol ad-apostel, k'ol ad-apostel. He's saying that to be apostle, a koil doesn't make you pasul. To be a chashud, it's even with a koil. And it's not like half of this pesach tshuva. The half of the pesach tshuva said they traced it to women who are gossipers. It could be the shulchan's maida. If you trace it to people who have known him honest, it could be his maida. But the thing itself that he's saying, that a koil is has a nemanis, that is a chiddush. Now he does add, if his competitors started the koil, you have to try to trace it back. Then there's no cheshash. The koil shayde oivim lechashinu lekala, and therefore that will be an exception. Now this is very, very difficult to put into practice, especially today where rumors spread very rapidly with a push of the button. Things get from one place to the next. It's very difficult to know how to put this into practice, lamaisa. Every rumor you're going to be chayshit for, it can't be. Because there are rumors, we know that most of the rumors that go around are ultimately unsubstantiated. It's very hard to know what the guideline is, but it does say here in the Aruch HaShulchan such a thing. Now certainly, legabe, the person who's the mashgiach, catching him, the Aruch HaShulchan would certainly say he's neman, you don't need to wait that much certainly. So you have the Meshiv Davar, the Netziv, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who certainly hold that you don't need two Eidim. That's clear. Now what you do need, it's hard to know, but certainly the Mashgiach there would have an Emanus. I think that's certainly...
Why is
that
one Rav
HaMaster
considered Eidim? Why is he considered?
What do you want to consider him?
I mean, I don't know. If he
need Edim. Edim is Edim. So that the Meshav Dava writes this idea that the person who you entrust with the Asher, you entrust with the saying that it's not kosher. Okay, so this is the Siftezvav in Tezayin. Siftezayin is Tabach Shiyatza Trefa Metachas Yadai. To just say I was making a mistake, that is not good. That's not Neman. The Shach Lamed Gimel says, "Miu ba'adam shiyadua shirei shemayim u'medakta b'maisav, because mishuvas mariv de mavir and oisem rina bavade mishkahu." That he made a mistake. So it's totally according to the estimation of the people in the Hechsher.
The thing that went out here has to be something which is quite obvious that he should have known about
when he
came out.
Right.
Okay, you found
Sif Yud Ches, the last sif regarding the stores.
They had me in the shop in that sif that the Rav just read.
Yes.
The person from Neman, one strike and he's not out. Right?
Well, we can be toiled in a mistake. One strike he's out if he did it for Mazin. Uh-huh. But if you could be toiled in a toss and he's an Adam Neman, then you... Sif Yud Ches, the last, as I said, the last halacha regarding stores. Tabach shiyatza trefes metachas yadei machma she'enai baki. Yeshay takana shiil medviyichkam. If it's clear that the mistake he made was based on a lack of knowledge, then yeshay takana shiil medviyichkam. Then they have to make sure that he doesn't make the same mistake. He's a person who's generally a adam neman, but there's something he's unaware of, so you have to teach him. Hagah. If it's possible it was an error, and if you can be toddling in a toss, so we still we'll have to be careful with him, but you don't need the maximum level of tshuva that he should go to a different city.
So
the Mechaber, no, Tesvav is talking where he did something deliberately. And Yud Ches is talking where he's saying that till now we talked about Asa B'meis and Amosel Kach. Avol Nucha Loimar Shebetos Nasaloi. So then Sagi Loi with something smaller.
Have after that a butcher?
What's a Tabach? Sheikhin is a Sheikhin. I guess Tabach is a butcher. Right, we call it Sheikhit a Sheikhit. I guess we call it Tabach a butcher. I guess. Sarah Tabach. Yeah. Okay, so these are the four Sifim, thank God not so complicated, regarding the store. Sif Yud Tes. Now, let's just review, because Sif Yud Tes, for the most part, is a review of Sif Aleph and Gimel. In Sif Aleph, we said that if someone is a chashud on kashrus, he's not neman lo isai davar. He's not neman to sell that thing if he personally is a chashud. In Sif Gimel we said that if someone is chashud on, he's generally a firm person, but he's chashud on one area of kashrus, he's not automatically a chashud to steal. To be geizel, he's not. Yeah, people who have a yetzara for something, but doesn't mean they have a yetzara for everything. Now, here are two examples, an example of Sif Aleph, an example of Sif Gimel. The first half of your test, Ha'aymer, L'mishu Chashid, Lechol Gevina Shalakum. Now, we're talking about someone who's generally a Naaman, but he's not careful in Kashrus. K'nei li Gevina K'shera min ha-mumcha. He says, go to the store and buy me some cheese. Today, the cheese comes packaged. But let's say somebody has a cleaning lady. And even if she's, maybe she's a Russian Jew who keeps Shabbos, she's Neman, but she's not careful in Gevinas Yisrael. She doesn't know about it. So you're sending her to the store to buy cheese. Again, our cheese comes in a package. But let's say you're going to buy bread, things that don't come in a package. So what is the halacha? Can you trust her? You said, k'nei li gevinik shem in amumcha. V'holach v'hevi lai, v'amalai. K'sheira me amumcha k'nisi, ein in Neman. If she just says, don't worry, I bought kosher, not believed. May ish plaini mumcha kanisi neman. But she says, I bought it from this and this person. You can double check. You can check if it's true. So then she's neman. If there's a receipt, let's say. So then it appears from here that she's neman. You can check that she bought it. Okay, today, I don't think the guy behind the counter is going to remember. It was my cleaning lady in today to buy a roll. He's not going to remember. But let's say I say, put it on my bill. I have a bill. So I could check. I don't have to check. It's enough that I could check. There's a mirtis. And the assumption is that she went to such a place, or he went to such a place, and he bought it. So that's the first half of Sifya test, which again is really...
There has to be a mirtis here?
So that's the thing. It has to be a mirtis. Someone who is personally choshur on something has no nemanis on that item. However, this is only if that person has some potential benefit. It may well be that if the closest store is a kosher store to buy a roll, and what you're going to gain, you go to a trefa store, the rolls aren't, I don't think they're cheaper. So there, we said already earlier, she's not choshur, or he's not choshur, unless he has some potential benefit from it. We're talking about someone who's basically a firm person, but is choshed for that one thing. So in that case, you need, again, one of two things, either mirtis, or that there's no potential benefit from the harvacha.
And this is only on open food, right?
There's only things on that package. If it has simen, then there's no issue.
If she comes back and says, I bought kosher cheese, can you say, where did you buy it from? And she says where it is, that good enough?
That's good enough, because she's mirtis. Assuming there's a mirtis. Assuming
she says where from where?
That she's a mirtis. Yeah, if she says meish pliny, then it's good. He's just asking, if she doesn't say meish pliny, could you ask? Yes, it seems that would be good, because there's a mirtis. The second halacha. We'll talk about it in a second. Okay, good.
She
question.
Bought it in one store and she ate it in a way, and then she bought it from another store.
A good question. I want to get to that. Second din, hevi loy mincha. Somebody comes and brings you a gift. B'shem echad me'a mumchin. Mumcha means a neman. She says, you know, your rabbi told me to give you this gift. Here is whatever it is, a cheese or a meat.
I know my rabbi.
Neman is believed. She'en echashid lahachlif. Now, there's no possibility that a guy gave it to him, and he's saying the rabbi gave it because he has no benefit from that. So what are you afraid? He switched it. Ain't a chashid lahachlif. We said in Siv Gimel that if someone's chashid on something, that chashid to steal. But medvar murk shein a chashid al gezel. Aval if he chashid al gezel, it's a cleaning lady, and you know that she steals things from you all the time. Koshkein shul chashid al chalipin, then she's chashid to switch things. And then we have to be chayshid that something happened on the way and that she was machlis.
So,
so you can't sell her to buy detergent. What? No, but you mean she'll have a benefit. She'll have a benefit. She's going to take the kosher and either she'll be hungry or she'll do it. So this is now the question is what the chiddush is in this, because this is really just an example of Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. It could be the chiddush is that if you're mirtis, you believed. That's the chiddush.
Why is it different? In the first case, by Gavina, you're not chayshid that she learned from the person
right.
Who was kosher, and then she switched it in the middle. But here you are chayshid that it says that she...
No, we're not. We're not chayshid lahachlif, unless she's a chayshid on a gezel. The bemedvar mamurin goes on both cases. The words of Medvar Mamura, the preacher says it goes on both cases.
Okay,
that it goes on both cases. That if you're chashed on a gazelle, then you're chashed lahaklif, and then it goes on.
But why don't you assume now, if you don't watch?
What?
Why can you assume if you don't know that she's a chashed? Why can you assume she's a
chashed? Again, if she's not chashed on gazelle, she's not chashed to switch. If she's chashed on a gazelle, then she is chashed to switch. Which is, I think, Sif Gimel we had, that you're not chashed. We're talking about a Shomer Shabbos person who's chashed on something, so you're not chashed that they're going to. Necessarily switch it on you. Yeah, but it doesn't come up because everything comes in packages. So it doesn't come up. I guess if you send them to a store to buy a coffee, that would be a case. It's not packaged. But this is only a frum year. We're not a fry year. This is kufyut ches. Right? Kufyut ches. You need simanim. You need one simon or two simanim. Right, that was kafir chas. Here we're talking about a person who's bad and from, and there's one area in which they're chashed. The Ramah adds. Now, this Ramah is an issue of dispute here. We're going to have a good old fashioned machlokes. We don't have too many in kafir tests. Machlokes, the Ramah and the Shach against the Taz and the Gra. It's going to be hard to paskin. Let's learn the machlokes. Ramah says, "Kol za'enay nayig b'chashed al isadai raisa." He says, "All this What's all this? It seems that all the cases of this sif that we said you have an emanis does not apply if the person is choshur on an issa d'iraisa. That's what it says here in the Ramah. Now again, we're talking about someone who's a Shomer Shabbos person, but choshur on an issa d'iraisa. Here it's a gvina. Gvina sakum is a drabanan. The choshur on an issa d'iraisa, Dr. Ramah, that's worse. And there, even with mirtis, it's not good enough. With choshur that there'll be machlif if the choshur on an issa d'iraisa. This long taz is matmiya. The gra is always easier to look at. The gra is sifkat mem. For lesser, this is wrong. That's pretty quick. It brings a couple of rayas. The taz brings three rayas against this rama. Three rayas that someone who's again be'etzem a shem shabbos person is choshen on an isidai raisa that they would have an emonis when there's mirtis. The easiest raya is the one the Gra brings, Simon Pevov, that a guy, even a guy who says these eggs are from a kosher bird, has an emanis. Why? Because he's mirtis, you'll compare this egg to other eggs from that bird. So we see in the case of mirtis, there's an emanis even to a guy. And a guy certainly kosher on a derais. So Memela, they bring rayas against this shita of the Ramah, and they say, there are three rayas, one from Simon Beis, one from Simon Pei Vav, one from Kof Yud Ches, three rayas that, even if someone's chashan adairaisa, if there's mirtis, you believe. We had in Kof Yud Ches, that if you buy a side of meat from a not trustworthy person, but it's cut the way that Gid HaNoshe is removed, that is a simin that it's kosher, and not chayshish that a yid removed it and it was treif and he gave it to the guy. Because the weird wouldn't do it that way. He wouldn't give it to the guy that way. He'd cut it up, whatever it may be. So there are three rayas he brings. The Shach defends the Ramah. He answers only two of the rayas. The Berhetiv, when he brings it, he says, the Taz brought three rayas. Shach answered two. So at the end of the Berhetiv Chafei, he says, Sarakin Ladina. He didn't answer the third raya. In Maimir HaSvara, Shein Adam Naisim Mishalai. The Machlaikas comes around the following. What's the case? This person comes in, he's a chashan on deraisis. He comes in, he says, Pliny, this rabbi, Adam Neman, gave me this meat to give to you. It's a shayla deraisa. What's the shayla? The shayla is he chashud liten eshalai b'makim shal chaveri? It's obviously true, the person gave it to him to bring. Otherwise, why would he say so? He has no incentive to lie. The question is, if on the way, is there a chshad that he was machlif? So that is here the machlaikis, the taz and the shach. Again, about a person who's be'etzem, a shem shabbos person, but is choshed on the veila, is choshed on something, as a taiva for something. So that's a dispute. It's hard to say psak halacha when you have the Ramah and the shach, that's pretty strong, against the taz and the gra, it's pretty strong. So it's hard to say psak. I assume if you look in the achrayim, you'll find in both tzedadim. L'chatchila, I don't think we'd be comfortable trusting someone who eats nevelis on something they bring to our house. But the question is technically what the din is. Hard for me to say. We're learning. So we're learning this machlaikas. A sifchaf. The last sif is a tshuvas harajba, which was mentioned briefly in Kuf Yud Ches. The rajba here is in the Teres Habayis. He says, ha-choshed lechol devarim, she'ein harabim regila lahakl behem. A new idea. The Rashba says we have to draw a distinction between someone who does Averis. Some people do it. It's a hard thing. You know, some people are more from, some are less from. Yes, some people in the world that are Shem Shabbos, and they buy things in a store, they read the ingredients. If it doesn't say something obviously treif, they eat it. It's not the right thing to do. But it's an Avera that there are people who do such a thing. And the question is, so such a person is not choshen on other things. He's a Meira Heter. It's different than someone who's makel on something that the Rabbim is not makel on. That people are not makel on. There are certain things that a stama person would not do. Nobody would go into a tray for a restaurant and ask what are the ingredients and eat food there based on the same logic. Why? There's no logical real difference to be mechalik, but that's kachim advarim. People do it here and they don't do it there. So Zok to Rashba, let me just finish. The Rashba says, if you have a person that's mekel on a davar she'ein regil lahakel, Af hu choshed lahachlif. He is choshed to be machlif. That's what the Rashba says. Says the Ra'ah in his Bedek HaBayis, he says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's choshed on a certain Avera. So what is the Rashba talking about? Is he trustworthy to bring me that thing that we said already? If anybody is choshed on a certain thing, even if it's people are ragil, you can't trust him. Elamai, the Rashba means, he's choshed on this, he's not emma for other things. Why should that be? Because he's not trusted on one davar, shacherim, regilim, shein acherim, regilim, lahakul bai, but he's otherwise a firm person. Why should I make him choshed for everything else? We had a rule, ha-choshed le-davar kal, ain't a-choshed le-davar chabar. If a person is choshed for one thing, we're not choshed him for worse things, only for more lenient things. Only not choshed for more chomerdika things, only for things that are more lenient. So, frek derah, what's the Rashba's case? Well, which case is he talking that suddenly becomes a chashid, more of a chashid? The situation, Mamanashav, doesn't fit. So the Shachi answers that the Rashba means for that thing, we had a rule that if you chashid for a certain thing, you're not chashid lahachlif, to steal. What we're saying now is if that thing is a thing, she'en achayim reginlim lahakulbay, then we're not. If it's a davar she'ed achim on the hakolbay, then we'll chayshed him lahachlif as well. Now that needs hesber. Why? There's some cipher Chulin Davav who explains that to be makel in something that a lot of people are makel. So it comes from a weak taiva for something. You might be a heter, but suddenly everyone's machmir. If you're makel, it means you have a strong taiva for that thing. So after some cipher pshat in the Rashba. That if the person has a strong taiva lo isay davar, so he already decided in his mind that isay davar, I don't care about. He had to make a firm decision. It's not just something that everyone's makel with. Such a taiva will chayshish lahachlif as well, and that's the chiddush of this Rashba. The mechaber brings yeshayim rishayim mafkidin etzlay davar asam and atayr elu b'shnei chasamais. There's some who hold that we don't trust him. Now that the Yesh Aymrim is a Tos Seifrim, it says in the Ber HaGayla, this is all part of the Rashba. The Yesh Aymrim, if you look at the top right hand corner, Sham HaRashba, the Stati Tos Nafal B'Tfus, V'Hayv Yesh Aymrim, Sarflaim B'Tchilas HaSif. The whole Sif is the Yesh Aymrim, but it's all one thing. Shem Afkidim Esle Dover Asim and Atayra, which the Shachim says means Oysay Dover. Ella b'shnei chaisamis.
Does that mean things that normally would only need one chaisam, or only things that normally would need two chaisamis?
Things that normally need shtei chaisamis. Remember, the Rashba sheet is that any dairaisa needs shtei chaisamis. Every chash dairaisa. So he says anything that's also you can't trust him. But the shach says it means oisei dava. Oisei dava shul chashid loy. So Kuf Yud Ches talked about frayi and lahavdul gayim with they need chaisamis. Kuf Yud Ches talked about the nemanis of a person as a Shem Shabbos person, but he's chashed for Isay Davar. That was Simon Kuf Yud Ches. Now, no. We're talking about a Davar Aser. Davar Aser. Okay, so we finished Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Chaf is the halachas of Tfilas Kalim. Mr. Hashem will start next week. We have to get in touch with our office to make sure they make copies. I do want, just in a few minutes, to give you a brief hakdama to Hilchas Tefilas Kelim. But first of all, I think everybody here knows, but people misspeak when they talk about Tevil and Kelim as if it has something to do with kashrus. And you all know that Teviling a Keli has nothing to do with kashering a Keli. It's 100% a kasher Keli, a brand new Keli. And the halacha is that it requires Tefilah. The halacha, and there's no machlaikis, is that glass, metal and glass kelim need tefillah. And that is an absolute halacha. The shita of most rishayim is that metal is a chi of deraisa, and glass is a chi of derabanan. There are mikzas rishayim that hold even metal is a derabanan, and it's a smachta bi'alma from the psukim. But most rishayim learn metal is deraisa, glass is derabanan. Again, there's a mistake. There are people who think that glass is a chumrah. It's not. Glass is definitely, without a shayla, a chi of tefillah. Do you make a bracha? Pashas, you make a bracha. You make brachas under rabbanans all the time. There are people who don't make a bracha on tevel and glass. And I tried to find out the reason for it, because it seems that it's a pretty a minig that many people have. What I was told, everything I know secondhand, is that Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich told people, when it comes to tiveling an item of unknown origin, you go to the store, you buy glasses. Who manufactured it? You don't know. So he held, apparently, that metal, which is a suffix d'iraisa, you're definitely b'chuyev to tivel, make a bracha. Glass, he said, you could argue that glass is a suffix d'rabanan. A suffix d'rabanan, all right, it's easy to tivel. It's a davish yoshem atirin. You're not going to be making a suffix d'rabanan l'hakol. You're going to tivel, but you're tiveling misafik. And he apparently held that since you're tiveling misafik, you should not make a bracha. Now, what we try to do to avoid this, I don't know Paiskim will say this. The Paiskim generally say that glass you should tivel with a bracha. That's the way it's brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chachmas Adam and the Aruchat Shulchan. Everyone says to tivel. However, if you want to play it safe, it's good to tivel two items together. I don't mean two glasses from the same company, but items from two sources together. Usually you have things hanging around the house waiting to be tiveled. And it's a good idea to tivel two things together. But if someone to ask me, I would say on glass that you buy in America, called the Parish Meruba Parish, the rive is that it comes from a Gayusha manufacturer, and that therefore a person should tivel. Maybe a Becher is different, something that likely has a Jewish manufacturer. It says made in China, okay. If you know the origin, then it's clear. There are too many Jews in China. Okay, and it's a Shem. What? Okay, we're going to Yitzhak Shem next week. We're going to start Dinei Tevilas Kalims. Next week, we're going to try to start on time. So, everybody, bear it in mind.